Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Hey, that's me. Thank you very much, Mitch Lank. Wes Fromm also in our studio here today as we get set for Huskies Drive Time. A half hour of Michigan Tech sports talk and a lighter week as usual right up leading up to the Christmas break. Just Michigan Tech basketball as far as home events going on this weekend, and for the first time since the start of the season, there is no Michigan Tech hockey scheduled for the weekend. Good morning, Wes Fromm. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you blink? Because you might have missed the first half of the season.
It's over.
It's over. And it's unbelievable that we are a week before Christmas here and at this point where we get this little break here with the holidays. And the basketball teams will play on Saturday with that doubleheader, non-conference game. So they're taking a little break from conference play until they get back into it on the second of January. But they play Saturday, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock at the SDC gym, and looking forward to that. Parkside will be a good opponent in both men's and women's basketball and skiing in action, and that's it. That's all the activities we have going on for Michigan Tech sports this week, and of course we'll be revving up for a big week down in Detroit right after Christmas for the Great Lakes Invitational.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I know people are asking about it and want to be a part of it, I was talking about this on the air during the games this week, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm believe is this the first in the modern day outdoor games, the first tournament that in college hockey?
Well, that's a good question. I would have to believe so. I don't remember. I know I've known
where one game's results affect the next game's results.
Well,
you know,
even series. I don't think they've had series. They've had single games out. You know, when North Dakota played Omaha, was it last year or 2 years ago? I think it was last year.
Right.
They were playing just that single game at their baseball stadium across the parking lot. They played one game indoors. They played one outdoors. It is interesting. And, you know, the fact that they're trying to keep ice in Comerica Park for, you know, a solid week there as they have other games. They got the OHL, and I think there's high school games there, and, of course, the GLI, and then the alumni games. So, and I think there's two of those. So it's going to be interesting to see how they, handle all that. And obviously, we're hoping for good weather. 30 degrees and no snow or rain would be ideal, I think, for that. And but you never know. We've been down in Detroit many times, and sometimes it's cold, and sometimes it's not, and sometimes it's raining.
Yeah.
So, but looking forward to that. That's a week from Friday already. Dirk Brady at the Outdoor GLI, and had a chance to talk to some of the players and Coach Pearson yesterday. There's a little preview on the GLI stuff, and they're all really excited, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of them have ever skated outdoors, hardly, you know, let alone played a game. So,
you know, Coach brought up a good point yesterday during his show that I didn't even think of. He's been involved with at least three of these,
yeah.
And you know, you want to get everybody, because everybody's eligible. As far as the players are all allowed to be there,
right?
You want to get everybody a taste of this, to be able to say they were a part of this actual game or games. Yet these are real games. You want to win these games. These are NCAA games. These aren't exhibition. So it's just it's a balancing act, I would imagine, for the coaches.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to be in that position trying to decide who gets to play and who doesn't in a game that everybody wants to play in, and everybody wants to play every week. But this would be just a little bit more added pressure, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, a good week coming up. Obviously, we won't have a drive time next Tuesday on Christmas Eve. But, encourage people, if they're not going to be down there, to tune in and check it out. It's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to it.
We've got Coach Kevin Luke standing by. He's coming up after the break right here on Mix 93, our weather brought to you by Superior Service.